Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Did you just cuss?
No, I played.
Oh,
just trying to remind everybody that it's Friday.
Mm.
Have a great Friday. You really nice people out there. Hey, we got a big show coming up. Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. We want to fly you to the East Coast to check this thing out. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app. That is all. Listen to us on the free Odyssey app. Listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. Once you get to 60 minutes, you've got an entry. You're not going to get a notification. You're just entered. It's an app. It keeps track of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you could win this trip for two to Odyssey's We Can Survive concert, round trip airfare, two night hotel stay, a meet and greet with Benson Boone. It's a national contest. We want winners.
Yeah, we do.
Good luck. We want you to win this. So it is Friday, and that means new movies and what's football out the yin yang. You want football? It is available to you starting tonight. Well, starting last night.
Yeah.
So Beetlejuice is out.
I don't know how this is going to go. I'm really curious to see if they have a big weekend. Jenna Ortega couldn't be bigger. Mm. And she's a huge star with the younger kids. So I don't know how that plays in terms of knowing the... We tried to play it for my kid over last weekend, and she's...
The original.
And I'm talking about my older kid. But at age 10, she watched it with a straight face.
How far in did you guys get?
Barely that far into it. Mm. She was bored. This was evening, and so it was me, Christina, and Isla. Edie had gone for an overnight.
Oh.
And so we're watching it. Of course, Christina fell asleep like that.
Oh, so, there's a movie on?
Yep, out, gone. So it's just me and Isla. Mm. And then I'm looking at Isla, and I go... if you're bored, you can change this. And she goes, okay, thanks. And I just went, oh, wow.
Mm.
And so she put on Mean Girls and loved it.
Oh, the original Mean Girls,
mm-hmm.
or the new? We had this combo, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah. This new Beetlejuice is PG-13. They do say, I was reading an article this morning about like, why is it PG-13? And apparently it does have some pretty scary images.
And that's
like,
it.
For a little
There's some scary images even in the original,
mm-hmm.
but it's not real enough to get you at least.
Especially nowadays, they're used to scary being really scary,
yeah.
and looking really real.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have that.
Yeah. The old one.
The old one.
But this new one might.
We'll see.
Yeah. I saw, the trailer. I have the trailer. It's obviously it opens today, so you can go see the whole thing. But I put the trailer up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. And it's just so fun to see some of the old cast, much older now.
Mm-hmm.
And Winona Ryder, who is now the mom. And her daughter is Wednesday Adams.
And in the original, Winona Ryder is very young, but also very goth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her and our Jane.
Yes.
Shop at the same store. And I don't mean Winona, I mean whatever her character's name is.
So her character's name is, I think it's Lydia Dietz.
Lydia.
Yeah.
I thought Lydia was the mom.
Delia, I think, is the mom.
Oh, okay.
I am not positive.
No, you might be right.
So Jenna Ortega plays Lydia's rebellious daughter, Astrid. Always love the name Astrid.
I like the name Astrid, too.
Justin Theroux, Monica Bellucci, they're also in this. So basically, after the Dietz family reunites in their hometown for a family tragedy, they say they reunite here for a family tragedy. It's probably because of a family tragedy.
Mm.
They don't come home to have a family tragedy.
Right.
Astrid finds the model of the town up in the attic and accidentally opens a portal to the afterlife.
Oops.
So Lydia turns to you-know-who to help her save her daughter. And Michael Keaton is back as Beetlejuice. I feel like I need to go watch the first one
you
again.
Should. You'll like it.
I would like to see this one.
You will like it.
Opening, this is wide. This is rated R. And again, all the trailers for these up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Does it have stiff competition is the question.
It really doesn't. I mean, there are some big movies that are out right now. So someone could go, yeah, I'm going to go see Wolverine over this.
Oh, right. That's probably still something to contend
with. I'm sure
with.
It is. But I feel like they're saying they think this will do 100 to 110 million.
Oh, that'll be a huge success
for
them.
That would be a huge success. Like, I have no idea what the budget of a movie like Beetlejuice is, but boy, things are getting more and more expensive. Remember when if a movie hit $100 million at the box office, they were like,
smash.
Oh my freaking God.
Uh-huh.
This is like in the highest rank of all movies.
That's just in general. We now dip, there are our generation specifically grew up wanting to be a millionaire, and now
M's are out, B's are in,
right?
Ugh. The Thicket is the name of this one. It's rated R, and we talked about this a while ago because Metallica's frontman James Hetfield is in it.
Oh, okay.
So it is a Western. It stars Peter Dinklage, Tyrion Lannister. He's a little person, in case you're from Game of Thrones. That's probably where you know him from best, although he's been in a ton of stuff. I see him in a lot of, I saw him in this one English caper. Somebody, their dad dies, and it's pretty funny. So he starts as a bounty hunter. He's helping some guy.
Dinklage is the bounty hunter?
Dinklage is the bounty hunter,
okay.
Helping a guy named Levon Hawk track down the ruthless killer who kidnapped Peter Dinklage's sister, I believe. They don't word that exactly like that, but I think it's Peter Dinklage's sister. I'm not positive. I shouldn't say so much. Juliette Lewis is the killer.
Oh, I like her.
Cutthroat Bill. Let's see. The chick from Hannah, Esme Creed Miles from Amazon's Hannah, is
okay.
The kidnapped girl.
I liked that show for a minute.
Yeah, I know that first season. Mwah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you can't really see him in the trailer, but although he is in it, but it's quick. James Hetfield from Metallica is also in it. That is called The Thicket. And that's open in theaters this weekend. There's also something called The Front Room, another rated R movie. It's a psychological horror movie starring Brandy Norwood. Yeah, that Brandy. Brandy. Brandy Norwood. That's her name, Brandy. Brandy Norwood. Ray J's her brother, the whole Kim Kardashian superstar.
Oh, I'm like going, what are you talking
about? Not your Brandy from up
what
north.
What Brandy are you talking
not
about?
The
you keep saying
Brandy.
The Brandy. I'm like, what do you mean the Brandy?
I'm like, Brandy Norwood, where do I know that name from? And I look it up, I'm like, oh, it's that Brandy. It's the singer Brandy, the
okay.
Boy is Mine. So Brandy Norwood plays a pregnant woman defending her home after her husband's mom moves in, takes over the nursery, and reveals herself as an evil racist with a scheme to replace her after the baby's born.
Yikes.
Psychological horror movie. So it's called The Front Room.
That Brandy. The one.
You know, the one.
But as you were saying that, I'm going, I don't, because I didn't listen to that Brandy.
Mm-mm.
The Brandy Norwood you're talking about, that's not an artist I have a record of. Or
didn't Brandy Norwood, this lady, the singer, that Brandy, didn't she kill somebody? Didn't she hit somebody with her car?
I want to say that's the story, that she dropped out of the public eye after having a really bad accident.
Yeah.
And I don't know that she was hurt, but I know it was bad as in there was fallout from
it. Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it was a DUI, though.
No, I don't know. I don't remember the details, but it just occurred to me that when you said that, because I do know her as a singer. I've, you know, seen her.
Well, you said the hit, and I don't even recognize it. The Boy Is Mine?
The Boy Is Mine is like a, there's another person on that one, too. And honestly, the only reason that even popped into my head is because I went, clickety-clackety-click, Brandy Norwood. Right,
you kept saying Brandy Norwood, and I'm like, I still don't have anything.
That Brandy, the only Brandy you know that's a star. Anyway, so Brandy Norwood is, she's... And I seem to recall her acting. I feel like I've known.
Oh,
about
she's
her
got a
being,
well. And... She did a TV show called Moesha.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm looking it up now, and it looks like she was in The Descendants, which is a huge Disney series of movies that both my kids love.
Is that Descendants of like superheroes, or is that Descendants of princesses? And...
I believe it's The Descendants of Villains.
Oh yeah, you've told me about this.
I haven't watched it all, but my kids like it. It's a Disney thing, and she's in the most recent version, which is 2024. So it just came out.
On your TV this weekend, the streaming premiere of the Oscar-winning Studio Ghibli animated movie, The Boy and the Heron. This is for anime fans out there who are saying, you say it, Ghibli or however you say it. I never know. The Boy and the Heron was... people sang its praises. It won the Oscar for animated movie. And there's an anime set that is freaking out because they finally get to stream it today. It's on Max, whatever that is.
You know what it is.
But you know why I know it? Because I've just like drilled it into my own head. I guess that's why I'm trying to point it out to you. It's HBO, basically, Max. So...
Well, they must have bought Cinemax, right?
I mean, remember,
there was a Cinemax and an HBO.
Cinemax. I mean, Cinemax is at least better than Max. Max just sounds like...
You know how these businesses work, though. Let's get in a room and test some different names and see what people like. People responded well to Max, except Sarah.
Yeah,
Everyone else loves it.
It's not overused and for every product on earth at all. HBO, the thing that you've known for years and years. Boy, that just sounds old. I actually felt like more than ever, home box office was real. Like, suddenly, I'm at home all the time. Like, why would you ever get rid of HBO and go with Max?
Well, I don't think they got rid of HBO. I think it's the name of the app, right?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you just call it? It was HBO Go for a minute. I liked HBO Go.
Oh,
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that works too.
Anyway, so that trailer... And all these other trailers and some trailers coming up that for a couple other movies that are upcoming that I'm going to talk about here. They're all up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Sunday, 8:00 Eastern, NBC, Sunday Night Football. However, I don't know why they skipped over it. There's a game tonight and there's games literally all day on Sunday.
I don't know why they skipped it for tonight either. I looked on ESPN as I was prepping and I went, there's the schedule. And they're showing the schedule. It jumps from last night.
To Sunday.
I don't know why, but I know the game is out of country. Maybe the live broadcast. I know it does.
Yeah.
And actually, the Eagles should be pissed because it's one of their home games.
Oh.
How's a home game count in Brazil? I don't know.
Doesn't seem like it's anybody's home.
Right. But, well, I mean, it's a bunch of Brazilians' homes.
Yes.
But, you know,
not the
footballers. Right. I don't know what that deal is. I don't know why that seems like a slight almost.
It does. Like, hello, we're playing a game. Anyway, if you want football, it is available to you.
Oh, and then Saturday is college. There's a lot. We're back, baby. Okay. We are back.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yay!
Here is a story
about
a man named Will. Will Ferrell and his longtime friend Harper Steele did a road trip together. And this is about, and I guess this guy, so this guy names, it's a lady.
Harper.
Lady
oh,
now.
It's a lady.
Now it is.
Oh, okay.
Now she is a lady. Harper Steele was the head writer for SNL when Will was on the show. So they became friends and they're really close friends. And they decided to go on this sort of exploratory road trip together. As Will is learning about what Harper is doing and going through. It's a documentary. It's coming to Netflix later this month. I put the trailer up. It's up there. It's very, it's clearly going to make you cry. It's very touching. Will Ferrell and Harper Steele share the sweet story of their friendship. A long time ago, back when I was at Saturday Night Live, I met a guy who was hired as a writer on the same week I was hired, says Will Ferrell. He wrote a bunch of sketches for me and eventually became the head writer of SNL and over the years became one of my closest friends. And then one day I got this email. Steele had written to him, revealing that she was transitioning to live as a woman. Ferrell was supportive of his friend's transition and said, let's go on a road trip. Let's go with you as this new version of yourself and at the same time figure out what all this means for our friendship.
Okay.
So it's coming up on Netflix later this month. It'll debut. But I have the trailer and it's up at the Sarah okay. Facebook page.
I am a Will Ferrell fan.
Me too.
I like him a lot. I would say that please stop doing the Anchorman thing. Like you're doing it an injustice. Like that was the first movie was perfect. Mm. Everyone loved it. Mm-hmm. He went on that roast for Tom Brady as Ron Burgundy, and it was terrible. Mm. It was a disappointment, and it's like
that's too bad,
bro. You are too good.
Yeah, do you
to, like? You don't need to. Ron Burgundy's a character that was perfect in that
I
film.
I wondered actually if that was like a nod to Tom Brady. Like that is Tom Brady like a Ron Burgundy fan?
Oh,
is
maybe.
That you know? That was there some reason? Because I didn't
tell
feel
you,
like why.
Christina, my wife, is a huge Anchorman 1 fan. It's probably her all-time favorite film.
After Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
She didn't watch 2. Mm. And she also sat...
2 has some moments.
Oh, does it?
It has some moments.
She didn't even watch it. She didn't want to mess it up. And then as we watched this roast together, she was straight-faced.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's too bad. Because she's a really big fan of it.
Yeah.
I just.
You mean straight face just at that part? Because there were other good parts.
At that part, she just went.
Not working.
It doesn't. That's
not landing.
No, that girl. Who's the lady?
Nikki Glaser.
She crushed it. Right. No,
she was the star.
We were both rolling.
She's just so. She's willing to go to the place you think she can't possibly. Oh, she just did.
She did. She was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, good. That's great. Movies when? When is the movie?
At the end of this month, and it's in Netflix. So you won't have to run out and see it in the theater. It'll just be on Netflix. You know, and I looked through this whole thing, and I can't find the actual date, but they say the end of this month. So
okay.
I'll let you know. I'm sure it'll cross my desk. This is because, of course, Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story. The first trailer is filled with candy cane hearts and Donna Kelsey.
What are you talking about?
It's a Hallmark Channel movie, and it's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story. We talked about this a couple months back, but now I have a trailer for it.
I don't remember that at all. I have no...
It's about these fans who, they're into the Chiefs. So it's a story that's set Chiefs adjacent, but the Chiefs are in it. And as a team, as actual
And Mama
Chiefs,
Kelsey's also in it?
Mama Kelsey's in it. She's in the trailer. Let's see here. They say who it stars. You've never heard of any of them. And it's coming out November 30th. So this is one of those Hallmark holiday movies. The Hallmark Channel movie. And it's, if you love the Chiefs, what are you doing listening to this station? You should live in Kansas City. She appears in the first trailer for the Hallmark Channel's Holiday Touchdown, which was released as part of the Chiefs World's Largest Tailgate Event. Why am I even telling you this? Anyway, the stars of it, they're, you know, fine-looking young people in the film. It's a bunch of diehard Chiefs fans. And when the football team announces a Fan of the Year contest, this lady knows her family will be a shoe-in for the prize.
Oh.
What she doesn't know is she'll meet Derek along the way, the team's director of fan engagement.
Oh,
and the sparks fly. Your mom is going to love this movie.
She might.
Yeah. Well, there's not going to be any trouble in it.
She's definitely not someone, though, that wants to watch anything like a football game. So it's got to be about the story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. A couple other trailers that I threw up there. I'm kind of out of time here. Billy Bob Thornton, Demi Moore, John Hamm, Battle for Oil, and Taylor Sheridan's Landman series. This is the first trailer for this new series that he's doing. This is the Yellowstone guy.
Okay.
So great cast, though. Billy Bob Thornton, Demi Moore, and John Hamm. One of the lines in this story is about how much money the oil companies make. It says here, and this is like a voiceover for the trailer. The oil and gas industry makes $3 billion a day in pure profit, and it's only getting bigger. $3 billion
a day. How's it continuing to get bigger?
In profit, because they're charging more. You're paying more.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's just... So, and then they go on from there to sort of set the story up. But it's a star-studded cast, and it actually looks pretty good. And then let's see here. I'll leave you with this. Colin Jost and Pete Davidson, they bought a Staten Island ferry. You may have heard this. They say they were stoned. Then Colin was like, I wasn't stoned. It just seemed like a good idea. It's that whole, that old adage, the happiest day in a boat owner's life. There's two happiest days, the day you get the thing and the day you get rid of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they had big plans for this boat. It is huge. This is a huge Staten Island ferry. Like the ferries that we know and love here in the Bay Area, this thing is five times bigger than that.
And it was a commuter ferry, right?
A commuter ferry.
Okay.
So they were going to have a floating nightclub. They were going to, you know, do cruises from New York to Miami and all these things they were going to do. Well, here's the first thing they're doing with it. It's going to be a venue for Tommy Hilfiger's runway show for New York Fashion Week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're selling it.
No,
oh, okay.
No. They wish. I'm sure they wish they could, but they aren't. So there's the first thing they're doing with that boat. It sounds great. I would love to go on that boat. Just be looking around. I would look. Oh, look at this, a big boat. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Space.
Oh,
the final front. It's not a Star Trek thing, though.
Oh, that's true.
Track. Sorry, whatever. Anyway, outer space.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And more after these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
I know. It is. It's a heat wave. Okay. I'll do it. Yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Chapel Roan. Another hot one. I like it. Hot to go. The Saturday morning special. Remember, you can get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday morning special from 6 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning special offers the best of what happened on the show in the past week every Saturday morning on Alice.
And please do. Please do enjoy that. We
yes.
really,
yep.
We if we don't say it enough, we appreciate you and thank you for listening.
Yes, that is the fact. You're great. Thank you. I was talking to the listeners.
I know.
I saw you. I know.
You
are also great, though.
Thanks. That's nice of you to say. But I realized afterward that you didn't mean me.
But I do mean you.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The East Bay's beautiful Tri-Valley is a key region that is served by Fremont Bank. That's why Fremont Bank and its foundation support critical Tri-Valley causes such as Tri-Valley Haven, Axis Community Health, and Open Heart Food Bank, to name a few. Go to FremontBank.com to discover more about how it gives back to our Bay Area communities.
Oh.
Thanks, Fremont Bank. Okay, another hot day, slightly cooler than yesterday, and then we should be as much as 10 degrees cooler by tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's still hot.
I don't want it to be too cool.
It was 100.
Though. But I would like it
yesterday.
To be, I like it to be hot on the weekends. So
well, 90 is still hot.
All right.
God, the poor people of Napa and Walnut Creek are like, yeah, 90's better than 100, please.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Have it your way.
I feel like even just walking from my car to the Target store is I'm being cooked on the blacktop.
You know? I kind of like that feeling, though, that where you're like in a cold store and you come out and it's like just so hot and But then you get in your car and you start to really sweat. And vice versa, you get out of your cold car and you walk. It's like, oh, it's so hot.
And then, as your mom will tell you, you know, what are you, trying to get pneumonia?
Oh, right.
You're hot and cold.
You got to catch yourself a chill.
How about some nerd news
to
begin
nerd.
With?
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
This is big. This should be a lot bigger. A lot bigger. Like I mentioned yesterday that we did have all school shootings are bad, but the one that happened in Georgia, I mentioned it. And I also mentioned that I think they should bring the dad up in charges.
And
they did. He'll get his day in court. And in fact, they'll be in court this morning, those two. But this should be bigger. Do you know anything happening in outer space today?
No, what's happening?
You know anything, nothing?
No. And I look at the news every morning. What do you got for me?
Boeing's faulty Starliner ship that's been docked to the space station since June.
Mm-hmm. This is the one that they can't return in or something? And the reason those people have to be up there for like a year?
It's slated to head home today, but with no one on board because they're saying it's too risky.
Oh.
A SpaceX ship will launch later this month to bring the two astronauts home.
Oh, boy.
But they'll be up there until early next year. The return flight for them is in February.
Jeez.
And so
you hope that they're like, I'm an astronaut. This is where I'm lucky to get this kind of time on the space station. But if you think you're going somewhere for 2 weeks and it turns into a year, that's difficult.
It's a lot, especially if you have family. I don't know the status of these astronauts. I don't know.
And when you get back to Earth, you're also effed up. Like you can't really walk when you've been up for that long and you get vision problems. There's all kinds of stuff that happens in weightlessness.
Yep. Researchers have a thought about constructing an elevator between Earth and the distant space.
This is great. The space elevator would be huge because it would get us out further. You'd be weightless and then it would be easier to get.
Oh, so you've heard of this thing. But
space elevator? Yeah. I've seen renderings of it. It's like it's a total staple in sci-fi. The space elevator.
Get out of here.
I will not.
Researchers have a thought about constructing an elevator between Earth and the distant space. Supposedly, we have the technology.
Oh, let's do it.
To do it.
Is it nanotech?
There just needs to be a will to do it and funding to do it.
That's the thing. Money. Money, 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 money.
That sounds so dumb to me. And you're like, oh, yeah, this thing. That's
no,
great.
Great.
That's a good idea.
It's
really.
Huge.
We're going to love it.
Yep.
Well, anyway.
Well, think about not having to shoot a rocket from Earth. Think about being able to have a floating station up there that where they could shoot, they could jump off into space from that and without burning all that fossil fuel into our environment. Just so, and then talk about reusable. They just bring it back and put it back on the platform.
What?
Yeah. We're going to have an orbital station where we make ships that we're going to take out into outer space. Sci-fi, man. You know, come on. It's just clean, beautiful, sci-fi.
Good news, bad news.
Okay.
Is your next story. A study found cell phones don't cause brain cancer.
Oh, that's good news.
But another study says that might cause heart disease.
Oh, boy. You just can't win. There are people who are like, I can feel the radio waves, and I am going to live on a mountain somewhere where I won't have any of those. You ever run into those people? They're like convinced that everybody's cell phones are radiating.
I don't see too many people, though. I mean, I got a family.
Well, you don't see those people. They're nowhere around you because you have a phone on you, and they don't want any part of that.
Speaking of, I should mention, I think it's next week. There'll be an Apple event where they announce the iPhone 16 and whatever other new thing they're introducing. So
I always look forward to that. Hopefully we can get Scott Budman on the phone. Or, I mean, I think only the phone. I might be able to figure out
how to
work.
We don't need to put him on a Zoom. He can do a phoner, couldn't he?
I don't know how to pull a phone call up in here yet, but I'm sure we can. But the thing is, though, that clean line that he uses is a Comrex thing. So I want to be able to... I'll talk to Tim and see if we can... Because I miss him. I want to get him on. I don't care about the Zoom.
Tim? This is good news for those of you out there who've been hoping for some construction in the Bay Area. And it's interesting because I do think of golf courses as much as I like golf. I'm a fan. Yes. I love golf. I like watching golf. Right. But it is a lot of real estate.
And a lot of water.
And sometimes right in the middle of a city, they've got this just 18 holes of... Hey, this is actually a closed golf course. They say more than 1,000 homes are being eyed as a replacement for a San Jose golf course.
Oh.
Development on 100-plus acres could help address a wide range of housing needs.
Wow.
So this is an, you should look in, I'm looking at the Merck News. But those of you out there who've been desperate to find a home to buy and have had this, look, I went through it too. You put in a bid, then you're told there's 10 to 50 bids on this one space.
Yep.
And then on top of that, they go, someone just bought it for cash. It's over.
Yeah, you're there just viewing it and it's already gone. Is there like a model set up for this? I would love to post that story for people. If there's like some kind of a rendering. Like it is sort of fascinating to think that 100 acres could have even still been in existence in San Jose.
Right. Well, this was a golf course, and it's right near Lake Cunningham.
Like, how did they
I'm familiar with that.
Alive for all those years. Somebody just owned it?
I have to believe that's the case, and it was in place. So
what did 100 acres go for in San Jose?
I don't know, but...
like, was that a $5 billion plot of land?
It's formerly known as Pleasant Hills Golf Course in East San Jose, and it would be something, if I were looking for a home, I would be keeping an eye on this project. Because there's a lot of different options that they'll be building and putting in place.
Right.
This is the answer in some ways
for some
to
people.
Some of the problems that we're dealing with.
Right.
And especially if they're building new homes... It's a good situation for you. You can just go buy it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll
you
take
hope.
That
yep.
lot.
And here's how I'd like it painted inside.
Exactly. You pick out the things. Yeah. I did that, and that was
in
how
Hamilton.
I bought the place in
Hamilton,
Novato.
Oh.
It was Hamilton, yes, but it's in the city of Novato.
Yes.
And it was cool. It was a neat experience. I mean, yeah, there you are.
It takes a while,
I'll
though.
Take this. Yeah.
Yep.
I had my little brother living under my kitchen table for the whole year that that house was being built.
And then he painted his room red, which was
Well, that's not even, that doesn't even,
to get rid
it's
of.
Impossible. You're right. And I should have never said, do whatever
yeah,
you want.
Go ahead,
but
whatever you want.
He lived under my kitchen table for a year. That's the story.
Mm.
I would go, there were times when I'd come home and I'd go to the kitchen table and pull. He had a big blanket over the top of it. So
yes.
He was in like a
his
tent,
own little
basically.
Room. Right.
I would lift up the blanket to make sure I was so I knew I was alone. I wouldn't. Or oh. Is he in his room?
Right.
Under the kitchen table.
I want to walk around farting.
Well, or, you know, whatever I need to do. But
it's 1 o'clock.
I sure don't want to have him walk by to go use the bathroom from his under the kitchen table room.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Merck News is where that story is. And it's the Pleasant Hills Golf Course that will be, it looks like, the site of as many as 1,000 new homes.
And I think they could probably squeeze more onto that. Do a couple high rises.
Oh, apartments,
I mean, let's
man.
Make that happen.
Apartments.
And do some low income stuff too. Like that's what's needed really.
Mm-hmm.
because nobody can afford to buy anything around here.
Well, that's, I mean, there it is. It's like, if you're going to introduce low-income homes that still cost $800,000, that's not really...
It's lower,
but it doesn't get anybody off of the sidewalk out in the city.
Teachers are not able to buy the $800,000 house.
This is one of those, these are tips from a secure, this, oh, geez, I got to hurry through this.
No, do not hurry.
Well, I want to get to text because our number is 800-400-3697. Text us anytime. This is one of those things where a security expert, so it's a little bit hypersensitive, I think maybe overly so, but... Security experts say, here's how to keep your kids safe when posting back to school pics, which is a tradition.
It is.
A lot of people post.
Jessica Simpson's kids had their school uniforms on with the name of the school on it. And people were like, you should take those pictures down.
Oh, really?
It's like so blatantly obvious that like, we took some pictures and then she just put them up.
Well, and I understand that you do feel like you're, this is my
Fun.
Kid.
We're living our lives.
Yeah. So I get
so
that.
It's funny that you say that because everyone's doing these pictures now. So what are some of the things?
Don't show your child's face, which is the one part where I'm like, but that's your kid. Like, don't even post it then.
Right. What's the point?
According to experts, if you're going to post pictures of your kids, put an emoji over their face or any other identifying info. I agree, though. The school logo, which they mention here, if there's a school name or logo on their uniform, blur that out, too. Don't share information about your routine or home address. Okay, that's true.
Yes. I mean, for most people, private citizens, you're fine.
I agree.
The people following you are your friends.
Don't share details about their interests. Those back-to-school boards that kids hold up in pictures for the first day in a new grade can reveal a lot more personal info than you realize, whether that's... You know, it sometimes has their school they're in, their age, and even lists their hobbies. Where I understand if you're a parent, you're thinking, well, I'm chronicling my kids' growth and they're joining the freshman basketball team. I that's the thing they're doing.
I didn't know about these. I literally saw my first board like that today for Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's kids.
Oh, and
they're holding up the boards where, you know, there's just looks like you fill in the information on like a chalkboard kind of thing.
Exactly.
And I thought, oh, that's neat. But you're right. It would have a lot more information than you might be comfortable giving out.
They're telling you to be very careful with how much info you share. And also they say you can make these posts not viewable to strangers. So you can post it and make it to only my friends.
Oh, well.
So that's a designation
you can make. People you also follow.
Right.
That's probably the way.
So they're saying that's another way to keep your posts, because blurring out their face, I mean, never mind then.
Right. What am I posting this for? Now when I look at my Instagram, I can't even see my kid's face.
But you can definitely make it only viewable by your friends.
Well, and some people do have set to private accounts in various social media.
So anyway, that was something I thought was worth reading as we're all getting back to school and getting back in that groove. Today we have, at my house, we have play tryouts.
Oh, what's the play this year?
Big afternoon. I'm not sure, but I'll know I'll know this afternoon.
I see.
Because we're going to tryouts.
Is she working on a piece? Does she have to sing?
They have to sing.
No.
The tryout isn't a piece of acting or dialogue. It's just a song. Get up there and sing. And we always sit through at least 20 kids.
It's so fun.
I really enjoy it as well. And you can see some kids nerve-wracked.
Right.
Some kids are like, what do
I'm
you mean
star!
I'm done?
Yeah. I have more. Would you like another song?
Cut. We got it.
Jazz hands.
Yeah. Well, there's some kids. They're in
hams.
Their space.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says 100 acres in San Jose is a bad idea for housing. The area has no infrastructure for the added population. Well, I don't know.
Now build infrastructure in the 100 acres.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But
that's
why I'm
wondering if there's a plan. There has to be a plan.
There must be. Right. Absolutely. Respecting your kids' privacy is good, and they don't really consent to pictures being put up.
That's true. As soon as they can say no, they do.
Well, and then that's when they should. Okay. If you've said no, then I won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, I pay the bills around here.
You know what, though? That's
your Nona wants to see you.
Yeah. And you know what I do? I send Nona the pictures because I definitely went, oh, well, I don't want to be in a fight with you. So
707 says, so basically don't share anything. Don't talk to yourself. Don't talk to anyone.
Don't talk to anyone you know.
That golf course is in my neighborhood, says 408. I grew up here and haven't ever seen it used as an actual golf course.
You are about to. I wonder if it just sat like.
It's been sitting
waiting for someone to buy it.
It sounds like it turned brown a long time ago.
Well, you wouldn't spend money watering it, would you?
Nope. No, you wouldn't. Mm. Or especially on the fines for having watered something that's not being used.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about a green golf course that no one's playing golf on?
415 says the Brazil NFL game is only available on Peacock streaming service. My friend at the Santa Cruz Sentinel wrote in to me privately and said, college football has the TV rights to Friday night. So although this game's being played and will be televised, they're keeping it quiet because college owns.
It is very quietly happening.
So
like they really were not yelling about this, which I was very surprised. That answers some questions.
Yep.
Right.
Thanks,
there.
Sentinel Steve. That's the reason is it's an exclusively, if they say the game's only on Peacock and college football owns the rights to Friday night.
Mm.
So there you go. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have some interesting music news for a Friday.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.